السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله على إحسانه، والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وإخوانه. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. My dear listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, let us together continue our efforts to elevate our taqwa towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by carrying out His obligations and abstaining from His prohibitions. With our consistent efforts, may we achieve success in this world and the hereafter, insha'Allah. My dear listeners, the biggest and everlasting achievement for a believer is success in acquiring the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His paradise in the hereafter. However, success in the hereafter requires efforts to be made in this world. The hope to obtain His blessings and paradise in the hereafter is not just through supplications and prayers, but through consistent efforts. My dear listeners, allow me to share a story regarding a companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam named Abdul Rahman bin Auf. He is one of the blessed companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was promised paradise. When he was emigrating to Medina with just the clothes on his back, a companion from the Ansar offered to give Abdul Rahman a portion of his wealth. With humility, Abdul Rahman declined the offer before asking the way to the market of Medina. He proceeded to begin his business there. According to historians, after some time, Abdul Rahman bin Auf succeeded to gain a lot of profit from his business. His efforts eventually turned him into a wealthy man, and he became one of the companions who greatly assisted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through spending his wealth in the path of Allah. This story teaches us the true meaning of success. Success in religious life that brought about the reward of paradise, and worldly success in the form of being granted wealth by God. The story also highlights to us how Abdul Rahman bin Auf did not surrender to his difficult situation. He did not give up, but rather he worked hard to overcome the hardship and searched for solutions to life challenges. This is the kind of mindset we should develop in ourselves. A true believer does not do nothing and simply wait for good opportunities to come. This is found in the Quran, as mentioned in Allah's praise towards the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who did not give up in their pursuit of success and Allah's pleasure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 88, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ لَكِنِ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ جَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ وَأُولَئِكَ لَهُمُ الْخَيْرَاتُ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. صدق الله العظيم. Which means, but the messenger and those who believed with him fought with their wealth and their lives. Those will have all that is good, and it is those who are the successful. My dear listeners, life in this world is filled with never-ending problems and challenges. Being part of the best nation, as mentioned in Al-Quran, we should be proactive in planning for our success in this world and the hereafter. Such planning requires balancing our spiritual and physical needs. A Muslim needs to put in continuous efforts to strengthen his faith. This can be done by learning religious knowledge that would enable him to understand the true obligations of his religion and perform them in a wise manner. He also needs to plan on how to be successful in his worldly affairs. This can be done by increasing his knowledge and skills in various fields. The stories of the pious predecessors or Salafus Salih can inspire us to continue striving for success in our respective fields. A good example is the effort of our scholars, such as Imam al-Bukhari, who was willing to travel great distances that took a very long time just to authenticate the hadiths he had received. The same goes for Imam al-Tabari, who worked for years to complete his tafsir of the Qur'an, and many other scholars who had contributed to Islam. If those efforts were not continuously carried out, we would not have been able to benefit from their knowledge till today. Therefore, my dear listeners, success requires a lot of hard work. We will summarize it as follows. Firstly, istiqamah, or consistency in making efforts. Instill a fighting spirit in ourselves by thinking positively. Ensure that we receive sound advice, guidance, as well as support from our family and friends. This is to ensure that we remain consistent in our efforts. Secondly, patience in overcoming obstacles and challenges in life. Every endeavor will surely have trials and tribulations. Those who are patient will be given great rewards. Thirdly, to supplicate and put trust in Allah that we will be given success and our efforts will be accepted. As a Muslim, we are certain that Allah will not let the efforts of His servants go to waste. As said in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا صدق الله العظيم, which means, as for those who believe and do good, we certainly never deny the reward of those who are best in deeds. Surah Al-Kahfi, Ayat 30. May our efforts be accepted by Allah, and may we be among those who achieve success in this world and the hereafter. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.